Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dal Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ma'aseh, there was a story. Shabo Shnayim, two people come and said, V'omru, they said, Ra'inu Shachris B'Mizrach. We saw in the morning the moon, in the Mizrach. Uva Arvis B'Mayrav. And at the night, we saw it in the Mayrav. The night, we saw it in the west. Amr B'Yochanan B'Nuri, Eda Shekerheim. That can't be right. The moon can't travel across the sky, the horizon, in one night. It can't be. Okishabol Yavne, but when they came to Yavne, Kibbul and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, it's fine. They're good Edom, and he accepted them. V'od also, Bo Shnayim V'omru, Ra'inuhu Bizmano, we saw it at the right time, Ubalel Iburo Lo Nireh. But that later that night, we didn't see the moon. The Kibbul Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, it's fine. Amar Dosim and Horkinus. Dosim and Horkinus. Eder Shekerheim. It's a Eder Sheker. Heich me'idim al isha. She yolda. How could you testify about a woman? That she had a baby. Ulamacha kreis ben shinah. And the next day she's pregnant. How could that be? How could it be that you saw the new moon and then you couldn't see the new moon? Obviously what you saw was a shadow or a reflection or something and it wasn't the moon. It can't be. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua. Roa anias tvarecha. I think he's right. I think Rav Dos is right. Can't be Eitus. Can't be. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made a gzira. Gozrani olecha. I make a gzira on Rabbi Yeshua. Shetavu etzli. You have to come to me. B'maklecha. With your stick. Ube ma'osecha. And with your money belt. B'yom ha'kippurim shechalios b'chishbonecha. On the day when it's going to be your, on the cheshbon of your Yom Kippur. In other words, they were a day off. Because Rabbi Gamliel accepted the Edom. And Rabbi Yeshua said, that can't be right. Rabbi Dosim and Horkana said, that can't be right. How could a woman have a baby and then still be pregnant? How can you see the new moon and there's no new moon? Can't be right. So they were off by a day. So Rabbi Gamliel said, I want you, Rabbi Yeshua, to come with your money belt and your stick on the day that you say is Yom Kippur. Why didn't Rabbi Gamliel make that same rule on Rabbi Dosim and Horkana? How can we left him alone? So he quotes over here in the name of the Rav Avram Min Hahor, one of the Rishonim, who says something, you'll know better than me if this is true. They didn't want to bother Dosim and Horkas because Dosim and Horkas was the God of Ladar. He didn't want to go down that road, right? And also, he was alive during the times of the Nevi'im, Chagat Zechariah Malachi. He didn't want to make a gzeir on him. Him will leave alone. That what?
Sure.
He was the Nasi or the Av Beis Din.
Yeah,
right.
Right. You make an example of him, you don't make an example of the little guy.
Right. Right.
What about going back to the Rove?
What Rove?
You had one.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to a similar answer at the end of the story, at the bottom of the page. It doesn't go by Rove. It goes by Edom. Right? So anyway, why do you have to bring his money belt and his stick? Why both? So first of all, the Aruch HaNer says, well, the money belt you could just put in your pocket, the wallet. No one even knows you're carrying it. And the stick, there's a machlokes if the issurim of carrying apply on Yom Kippur. Some hold it's mutter to carry. So we told only to bring both. Because no way you hold from both. You're going to, I want you to be Yomchal Yom Kippur according to your Yom Kippur, no matter what. Halachi went, Umatza Rabbi Akiva Meitar. The Gemara is going to say this means that Rabbi Akiva found him upset. Rabbi Akiva found him upset. Amalo, Yeshli Lilmod, Shekal Masha Asad Rabbi Gamliel, Yeshli Lilmod, Shekal Masha Asad Rabbi Gamliel, Asui. Everything Rabbi Gamliel did, he did L'Shem Shemayim. Shinemar, Eile Moade Hashem, Mikore Kodesh Hashtikru Osam. Bein Bizmanam, Bein Shelo Bizmanam, Ein Lamodos El Eilu. Whether it's the right time or not, these are the Yom Tovim we have. And if we're off by a day, and they made a cheshbon, and they accepted the Edim, you can have all the complaining you want. At the end of the day, this is the story. Balo Eitzel Dosa Ben Horkinus. So he went to Dosa Ben Horkinus, who also agreed with him. Amalo, Dosa Ben Horkinus told an amazing thing. In Balo Anu Lo Dun Achar Bezin O Shal Rabbi Gamliel. If you're going to question the Bezin of Rabbi Gamliel, Tzvichin Anu Lo Dun Achar Kol Bezin U Bezin Shal Amar Moshe Avar Achshav. We're going to have to now question every Beis Din in history for all time. If we want to go down this road. Right? Shenemar, like it says, this Shenemar doesn't really support what we're saying, but it's a little bit of a different idea. It says, Va'yal Moshe v'Aaron, Moshe and I went up, another one of you also, v'shivim mizikna Yisrael, and also 70 elders. Who were these 70 elders? And the answer is we have no idea. Except for Eldad and Medad, we have no idea, 68 of them, we have no idea who they were. Right? Lavan on his parsha Shmosam Shel Zakenim. How come the Torah never tells who they are? Why not? Why wouldn't that be lovely to know who they are? Lalamed, El Lamed, Shekal, Shlosha, Ushlosha, Sha'amdu, Bezdin Al Yisrael. Anytime you have three judges that judge in Israel, Harei Hu, Kibezdino Shel Moshe. They are like the Bezdin of Moshe. How do you get that? So Rashi explains. The last Rashi in the Gemara. The last Rashi in the Mishnah. She'im ba adam ladun achar bezdin shebiyamav. If a person wants to question the bezdin he has in his day, v'lomar, v'chi bezdin v'zishka Moshe v'Aaron? What is it? What are they, Moshe and Aaron? Ke'eldor o'meidor? What are they, tzadikim? These guys don't know what they're talking about. Who do these people think they are? Omrim lo, will answer him back, well, shema chashav hu kishloshim and ashar. Maybe these are no different than any of the other 68. Shlomis barashu shmosim. We don't know who they are. We don't know their names. So what are you knocking these? Yeah, they're not Moshe Rabbeinu. True. Aaron, also not. That's another 68 people they are. And that's why Dora didn't say anyone's names. And that was supposed to give him chizuk. You just got to swallow it. You got to swallow it. Natal Maklo, he took his stick. U Ma'osav, and his money belt. The other one in his hand. Valach Liavne, eats Rabbi Gamliel. He went to Yavne, to Rabbi Gamliel. B'yomtov Shechalios, B'cheshbono. On the day that it was Rabbi Yeshua believed was Yom Kippur. Meaning, he was Machnia himself. He gave in and carried on the Yom Kippur of himself. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Anashkal Rosho, Rabbi Gamliel got up, he kissed him on his head. Amalo, Bo B'shalom, Rebbe V'talmidai. Come in peace, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Rebbe B'chachma, you're smarter than me, you're my Rebbe. The Talmid died, but you're my Talmud, Shekibaltes Divar, because you accepted my challenge over here. You did what I asked you to do. Interesting. A Mishnah with no halachas. Just one big story. Not too common. So,
the halacha is that if somebody comes and says that they saw the moon on one side of the moon, on the Mizrach moon in the Ma'ariv, that is fine.
Oh, so exactly. That's the whole halacha. Tanya, Amalehem Berbe Gamil Lechachamim. So Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, oh, I meant to look it up. Oh, I forgot. Kach mikublani beis Abi Abba. I have a tradition from my father's family, from my house. Pa'am shabab arucha, upa'am shabab etzara. Sometimes the moon travels fast, and sometimes it travels slow. In other words, it's very possible for the moon to go from one end of the horizon, from the east to the west to the east, in the same night. It's possible, and therefore I accepted the Adam.
Isn't Rabbi Gamliel the one who calculated the
yes,
of the moon?
Yes.
We're gonna to like the 10th decimal point. It was,
yes, I wanted to maybe someone can Google it. I wanted to someone can Google what is the
circuit.
The circuit. How long is a lunar month?
It's like 29.1.
How long is a lunar month? How long is a lunar month? Because Rabbi Gamliel is gonna say, this is what I think it is. And it's like, he didn't have any instruments to figure that out. How can he figure that out?
29.53059 days.
According to who?
According to Google.
So here, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Bay Rebbe, what's the reason for my time at the Bay Rebbe? Yeah. Dechsev, it says, Osi Reach Lamoadim, Shemesh Yavo Mivo Yada Mivo. Shemesh Hu Yada Mivo. The sun knows its path. For Yabayach Lada Mivo, not the moon. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. It's not set in stone like the sun.
So
we'll get there in a few minutes. Ribchia have a Chazia Lsihara, listen to this. Ribchia saw the old moon. He saw the old moon, the Havikai Bitafra, the Esser Vetisha. On the 29th in the morning, he saw the old moon. Shakal Kala, he took out some dirt. Upasak, he threw it at the moon. Amar, he said, L'urta be'ina l'kudushi, Bach. Tonight we have to make a Kibbutz Rosh Chodesh tonight. The Ad Kayam Tahacha, are you still here? Are you still here? We got to make the new moon tonight. But what are you still doing here? Can't do it if you're still here. Remember we said that the day, the night has to follow the day. Rashi says, Tzrichin Anu Lalos HaLailu Yom Tashor Shoshana. Tonight's got to be Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why does tonight have to be Rosh Hashanah? Because if it's tomorrow, then Yom Kippur is going to be back to back with the Shabbos. We don't want that. So it's got to be tonight. L'chaser es Elul, to make Elul. Ula Ayim ala Edim, want to make the Edim lie, Lomar, Re'inuhu Bizmano Lekadcho, that we saw it at the right time to Mekadosh it, Lomachar. Afal Pi, Shalo Re'u, but no one's going to see the moon. Because if the old moon's still here, no one can see the new moon. L'fisha haya Ibra Chodesh, Dochez Yom Kippur, Meitzel Shabbos. Because you don't want Yom Kippur being next to Shabbos. So B'chi is upset at the moon, so I wish you wouldn't be here. Zil Ikasi, go hide yourself. Right? Touch the moon. Go hide yourself. Right? The Archon there says, the Chacham have the power to make the new moon anyway. To make the new ones anyway. But when the old moon staring you in the face, it looks like a joke. It looks like a joke. What are they doing? So, Amalei Rebbe, Reb Chia, say, here, I have a good answer. Zil Ein Tov, go to some other town. Ulekadche Liarche, and Lekadche Liarche, make the new month over there. Be Bekadish Techodesh in some other town, right? Vishalach Li Simana, and send me a simon. What's a simon? David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayim, which is probably why we say this at Kiddush Levana. Probably one of the reasons we say it, because why we say that. Some random thing. In other words, Voss says, David Melech is compared to the Levana. In what way? Waxes and wanes. Hold on. Bnei Yisrael is compared to the Levana. Anybody's compared to the Levana then. Everybody gets waxes and wanes. No one's on a hot streak forever.
The
Malchus of David waxes
sometimes
and wanes.
Sometimes it's not seen.
I hear.
But it's always there.
Right. Fine. So that's what they did. Tanar Abanan. Pamachas niskashu shemayim ba'ovim. It was very cloudy. Virus veniris demus levana. And they saw something that looked, could be the moon, looked like the moon. They wanted to make Kiddush HaChodesh. I have a tradition from my father's house. Here we go. In Chedusha Shalavana, the new moon has to be, it can't be less than, Pachos Mi, 29 and a half days, Ushnei Shalishisha, and two-thirds of an hour. Two-thirds of an hour is 40 minutes. The Ayin Gimel Chalakim. And 73 Chalakim.
Which is actually equals 44 minutes and...
How many Chalakim? What's Chalakim?
No, it's 3 Chalakim.
What? It's about 3 seconds.
63 Chalakim.
There's 1,080 Chalakim there are 1,080 Chalakim in an hour. There are 3,600 seconds in an hour. So it's about 3 seconds, about.
3 and a third, yes.
Yeah. So if you figure that out, how different is that from the NASA calculated the new moon? No, seriously.
29.530588.
It's a fraction off. It's a fraction off. Literally, within a few seconds.
25.5307.
It's off by a few seconds.
Yes.
Literally, a few seconds. How did Rabbi Gamliel know this? There are no instruments. They didn't have a... It's amazing. Yeah.
The one caveat that I saw, the moment is not always exactly the same because the lunar cycle around the Earth is not a circle. It's an ellipse.
Uh-huh.
And
so it changes.
At the same time, yes.
Rabbi Gamliel didn't say it is. He said it's not less than.
It's not less than, right.
Right.
Right, so interesting.
He gave a minimum share.
So but the point is, based on his calculation, it couldn't be Rosh Chodesh. It's too early. Vosayom, listen to this. Mesa Imo Shel Benzuta. Benzuta's mother passed away. They have seen the Rabbi Gamliel Hefsigol. He made such a big hesped for her. Who was she? She was someone's mother. But he wanted to show that it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Because on Rosh Chodesh, someone was paid him. So he gave a 3-hour hesped on this woman, right?
A random woman.
So he gave a 3-hour hesped for a random woman. Not just, you should know, it's not Rosh Chodesh today. It's not Rosh Chodesh, because on Rosh Chodesh, someone has paid him. Okay. sure the audience is very happy with that. Halach Rabbi Gamliel, Umatzu Meitar. Rabbi Gamliel found, sounds like Rabbi Yeshua found that Rabbi Akiva was upset, which makes no sense. Why should Rabbi Akiva be upset? So Ibar Lahu, who's upset over here? Me Meitar, Rabbi Akiva Meitar, or Rabbi Yeshua Meitar? Who's upset over here? Tashma, the answer is, Titania, Halach Rabbi Akiva, Umatzu Rabbi Yeshua, Kishu Meitar. No, Rabbi Yeshua was upset. All right? Amalo Rebbe, but they ma'ata meitar. What are you upset for? Amalo, Akiva, roi lo shiipo lamata yud beis chodesh, ve'elgzira lov gzirizu. I'd rather be sick in bed for 12 months, not to have to suffer this mistake. Amalo Rebbe, tarsheni lo amalo fenecha davar echad shalamadati. Can I tell you over something I learned? Amalo, of course. Emar, tell me. Amalo, Hrei Omer, it says, atem, 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 gimel pa'amim. It says atem three times. Right, where are these three times? Elamod Osam. I'm sorry, Osam. Elamod Hashem Hashem Tikro Osam. Rav Yomer Shmuel Elaam. No, that's not one. It's that one. Darbel Bnei Yisrael Martalei Modei Hashem Hashem Tikro Osam. Elamod Hashem Tikro Osam. And the third one is Darbel Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, three times Osam. What's to be three times Osam? Amar Bi Afilu Shogigin. Osam Afilu Shogigin. Osam Afilu Mezidin. Also, I'll feel a muton. Even if they made a mistake b'shogeg, even if they made a mistake b'mezid, and not a mistake, they did it b'shogeg, they did it b'mezid, and I feel a muton, even if they're wrong. This is what they did. You have to accept it. You have to be makabel, that's all. B'loshon hazeh, omar lo, akiva nechamtani, akiva nechamtani. You gave me nechama, okay, I'll do it. Fine. Bolo eitzel rabdosa ben horkenes. Tana rabbanon. Why Taka didn't they tell us who the Zakanim were? Why don't we know who they are? Those 70 Zakanim. So, Shlo Yomer Adam, Ploni Kemoshe V'Aaron, Ploni Kinadav V'Aviu, Ploni Ke'eldad Umeidan. I should go to this Bezin down the street. Who do they think they are? They're like the Gedolim of old? V'Omer, also, V'Yomer Shmuel Elaam, Hashem Asher Asa Es Moshe V'Aaron. Right? I want to go to Moshe and Aaron. I want to go to them. They were Dayanim. Today, right? For Omar, for Yishlach Hashem, es Yerubal, Hashem sent Yerubal, that's Bidon, that's Yiftach, that's Shmuel. Yerubal, ze Gidon. That's a reference to Gidon. For Lama Nikra Shmo Yerubal, why was he called Yerubal? She'asa Meriva Imabal, because he fought with the idol Baal. Bidon, ze Shimshon. For Lama Nikra Shmo Bidon, why is he called Bidon? The Asim Yidon, because he came from the Shevet Dan. Yiftach, Kimashmo, Yiftach is Yiftach. V'Omer, and it says, Moshe v'Aaron b'Chohanav, u'b'Shmuel Korei Shemo. Right, we say that Friday night. Shagal HaKasav Shlosha Kali Olam, Kishlosha Chumurei Olam. Right, we compare three lightweights to three heavyweights, so to speak. Right, the Rav Avraham Nahor says that we don't mean that they're lightweights. We just mean in relation to Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel, they weren't as great as them. It doesn't mean they're lightweights. It means Kali means lighter than the Chumra ones. Lo malacha, Yerubal Bedaro, Kimoshe Bedaro. Yerubal, he's the guy in charge. He's like Moshe Rabbeinu on his door. Bedon Bedaro, Ka'aron Bedaro. Shimshon, like Aaron. And Yiftach Bedaro, Kishmo Bedaro. For some reason, this is the most famous one. Yiftach is like Shmuel, because Yiftach was the least learned. Some say he was an Amaretz. It wasn't a great Talmud Chacham, but he was the leader. For whatever reason, he became the leader, right? So he's no different than Yishmuel. Shmuel was the undisputed God of Ador. He was amazing. They compare him to Moshe and Aaron. Shmuel. Shmuel's a very, very great man. But, okay, you don't have Shmuel. There's no Shmuel today. You have a guy like Yiftach. That's who we have. He's okay. He's not the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. He's the leader.
Yiftach doesn't mean the name Yiftach, but that meaning every generation is the person with Yiftach from Poteach who opened...
Oh, interesting. Opens up the...
doors for their for
very nice. Landacha teaches you, Shafilu Kal Shabakalim. He's the lightest of the lightweights. Shivinis Namna Parnas Alatzibur. He's in charge. Harehu Ka'abir Shababim. He's like the choicest of the choicest. For Omer... You know, it's the only question I have is I get that about a leader. That's different than being a dayan, right? The leader, so whoever the leader is the leader. It's not the same thing as a dayan. they're comparing the same thing, it's the same thing, right? Because he's in charge of all the halachas. Former, it says, Ubas al akonim al avim bal shofet, you will go to the kahan and the levim and the shofet, ar sheyeh b'yom mahim. That'll be in your days. But v'chisal datacha, sh'adam holek etzal adayin, sh'lo yeh b'yom mahim, you're going to go to someone not in your days? You can't go to the cemetery when you have a din Torah. You can't do that. Ha'en l'cha leilich ela etzal shofet sh'b'yom mahim. Where else are you going to go? You're going to go to whoever's around in your day. V'omer al tomar mahaya shehinam harishonim hayatov me'ila. Don't say, oh, I wish I had Rabbi Kiva Eig over here to be my dai. That's not what you should say. You don't say that. You have what you have today. Don't complain, oh, I wish I had the old timers. Okay. Tana Rabat, not lo maklo ma'osa biyado. He took his hand, he took his stick and his money belt, and he went. Tana Rabanan, Kivin Shiroso, when Rabbi Gamil saw Rishua showing up, coming up the walk, Almighty got up, Bikisa from his chair, Nashkal Rosh, kissed him on his head, Amalo, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi V'Talmidai. Rabbi, Shemaladati Torah Baravim, you learned a lot of Torah, Talmidai, Shani Gozer, Olav Gzera, I made a Gzera on you, V'Ata, Mekai Mekai Talmud, and you accepted it like a Talmud. You took it. You took the lumps. Ashri Hador, fortunate is a generation like ours, Shagadolim, Nishmoyim L'Katanim, where Gedolim listen to Katanim. Right? He says, you're greater than me, you're listening to me. The God will listen to the Katan. Kal v'chomer, ketanim l'gedolim. So kal v'chomer, the lesser ones, should listen to the gedolim. Right? That's for sure, right? If the gedolim will listen to the ketanim, then the ketanim should listen to the gedolim. What does he know, that rabbi? I know better, right? They shouldn't say that. Now, so the Gemara says, what do you mean kal v'chomer? What kind of kal v'chomer is that? Chiyuvahu. It's a chiyuv for the lightweight, for the hamonam, for the amaratim, to listen to the rabbis. It's a chiyuv. What do you mean a kal v'chomer? So Gemara says, well, people are people, right? El mitoch shagadolim nishmoyim l'katanim. Since the gedolim listen to the katanim, since that's happening, nosim katanim kal v'chomer v'atzman. The katanim are going to have to make that kal v'chomer. Well, if the rabbi is listening to that rabbi, I have to also listen to that rabbi, right? He's greater than me, right? And fine.
I read this morning that in Lakewood, massively voted Republican.
Yeah.
Even though all the BMG reporters say the public went and told him to vote for...
Yeah. Is that true?
Yes.
That's true. I don't understand.
Yes. Hajjallah and Makirin. When we finish recording, I'll say, Hajjallah and Makirin, Hajjallah and Makirin, Hajjallah and Makirin.
Okay? When they asked to vote for Johnson, he said he was very good for the issue, and for Murphy.
Okay. Okay, new Perek. Now, this Perek is the third Perek. This Perek is the third Perek. And the first Mishnah, we're going to read the Mishnah, and then we're going to ask Akasha, which I'm doing Rosh Hashanah with my son, we're doing Mishnahs every night, and he asked me this question, because it's a glaring question. And I didn't have an answer. Then the Teres Yisrael asks his question and gives an answer. Listen to this question. First we'll do the Mishnah. Re'uhu Bezdin. If Bezdin sees the new moon, V'chol Yisrael, and the whole Jewish, everyone sees the new moon. Everybody goes to some event, some asifa, and they all see the new moon, right? Everyone's there. Everyone goes to see the mashas. Everyone sees the new moon. Nechru ha'edim, and they what do you call it? They investigate with edim. V'lo espiku loma mekudosh ad shechashecha. They didn't have a chance to declare the new moon. Everybody got dark. Hare zem uber. You have to push it off till the next day. Everyone saw it. What can I tell you? That's the halacha. Rahu Bezdin Bilvad. What if only Bezdin sees the new moon? They're the only ones who see it. So how many people are in Bezdin? So it depends. If you have enough people to see it and also to testify in front of three, then do that. In other words, if five people there, so two can testify in front of three, fantastic. Rahu Bezdin Bilvad. Yamdu Shnayim. Two of them should get up. The Ya'idu Bifneim, and testify in front of the other three. The Yamru Mekudosh Mekudosh, and say it's Mekudosh. Ru'uhu Shlosha, if only three saw. The Hain Bezdin, they are the only Bezdin. They're the only ones who saw. So Yamdu Shnayim, two should get up. The Yeshuvu Mechavrehim, Eitel Ayachid. And they should find two other people to be the, what do you call it?
To be the
best. To be the best. Look what the word is. What does Vyoshivu mean?
To sit.
To what?
Seat.
To seat. They would seat two more people. Testify. And they'll declare Mekudesh Mekudesh. She'ain Yachid Naman Al Deyatma. You can't have one judge. You can't have one judge. You can't have one judge. So if you have three, three Dayanim, two will be Edim, one can't be Obed. He has to get two more people to seat them to be part of a new Besdin.
Court packing,
exactly.
The question is, why isn't Eid Akhud
Naman Bisurin? It's not Nisurin. So one second. So did you ever see anybody sit? So the Magen Avraham says, this Mishnah is the Makar of Rosh Chodesh benching. Right, they declare Mekudesh Mekudesh, they want to do it.
That happens before Rosh Chodesh, though.
What?
Rosh Chodesh benching happens before Rosh Chodesh.
So does declaring Rosh Chodesh happen before Rosh Chodesh?
Previous Shabbos.
So this is the previous minute.
Okay, what's that?
Rosh Chodesh benching is a weird thing. Because like we said, it's a zecher to declaring Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Right? Why do you do it the Shabbos before? Why do they announce them? Who cares when the Molad is? Do they even pay attention to that? Who cares? Actually, why do they have all these tefillahs about Yehi Ratzons? It's all nice things.
There's only one Molad that counts, which is the only one we don't announce.
An El.
Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Right. It says Rebbe Akiva Eger, one second. It says, and they seat the Besdin. Did you ever see anybody sitting during Rosh Chodesh benching?
Rosh Chodesh benching is not the same thing. Nobody saw the moon yet. It's the future.
The Magen Avraham says, Noagin Lamod is a minute to stand, Bishas Amiras Rosh Chodesh Ploni Biyom Ploni. It's a minute to stand by Rosh Chodesh benching. Zecher L'Kiddush HaChodesh Shehayu Ba'Amida. Kiddush HaChodesh Ba'Amida. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it says, V'yoshivu Mechaver, they would seat them down.
But the people who were testifying didn't sit.
So who are we when we say when we bench Rosh Chodesh? We're like the Edom?
No, we're the same Kiddush.
So what are we?
Maybe we're like the Edom.
We're like the Besdin. No. So why are we standing up?
We're like the Besdin.
We're not Edom.
We're like the Edom.
Once they finished taking testimony, they stood up and said, look at
Mekudesh. Right. Yes,
he's your
right.
Better question should be, do you ever see somebody standing when we Matan Neder for what's it called?
Correct.
Yeah, he's supposed to sit.
Yeah,
Bezin always sat.
And the sit.
Bezin always sits. Always sits.
In fact, I was Matan Neder won something, and the person, the rub sat.
Right.
The fact that maybe we don't want to sit a week beforehand, we don't want to sit because then maybe people will think that it's actually Rosh Chodesh.
No, because we're not the Bezin. The Bezin already decided.
I don't even understand this question.
You can't give Edus on Shabbos. You can't give Edus on Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah, well, you can't give Edus on Shabbos, but we say by the pool, which is Edus, and we all stand.
So Ramosha says, the whole Kiddush HaChodesh Rosh Chodesh benching is nothing, because we know what Rosh Chodesh is. It was all decided already by Hillel, the second, whatever that Hillel was. It was a contemporary of Abai and Rava. He lived in that times. He set the calendar down until Mashiach comes. So what are we doing? What are we even doing? We're Chodesh benching. It's just a zecher. That's all it is, right? And since Rav Moshe, listen to this line. Min astam amdu kechol mitzvah shelechatchila yesh la'asosa ba'amida. It's like every mitzvah which you do standing up. Right? Every mitzvah you do standing up. Is that true?
For the most part.
For the most part.
Hamotzi you sit down.
Hamotzi you sit down. It's a big shiloh. Not a big shiloh. The Bishabru is a...
It's hard to sit for filling.
Right? And people sit for Kiddush.
Right.
Some people sit for Kiddush. Most people sit when they drink Kiddush. Most people sit when they drink Kiddush. Almost everybody. Right, because it's a derech to sit. Right. Right.
When you sit, down for the drinking and eating part, but right. You stand when you eat and drink.
Right.
But Shabbos day, you sit anyway.
Some of them stand.
No,
not everyone does that. A lot of people do. Some of them minute to stand by market. Because you're doing a mitzvah. It's Sibur Yisias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah. Not such a crazy thing. Eating. So eating is different. Eating, you sit. That's a normal way to eat. Don't eat standing up.
Hence why you sit down for the bracha.
Right. So, but people stand for maggid.
I heard.
That's interesting. Right?
Try to take a poll on how many people actually do that.
Hmm? The whole time, or when they started out?
See how many people actually do that.
And most people stand for Parsha Zachar. Why? It's a mitzvah. Lane's not a mitzvah. It's a tzibur or whatever, takana, not a mitzvah. Parsha Zachar is a mitzvah. People stand for that, right?
Kriyashma.
So there's a reason why he says, I say for benching also you say.
There.
Right. Everyone has a reason.
So should you walk around?
So the question on this Mishnah is as follows. The very next Mishnah in this Perek starts with Shofar. So what possessed Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to start a new Perek and continue with Kiddush HaChodesh for one more Mishnah? What possessed him to do that? And then the very next Mishnah is about Shofar, and then for the rest of the Masechta would be about real Rosh Hashanah. Shofar and Machlia Zichronos and Shofros and Davening and all that's coming up. What possessed Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to stick in Rosh Chodesh, one more Mishnah? Like, why couldn't he end the Perek and then start with Rosh Chodesh? Start with Rosh Hashanah. Why did he do like that?
Wait, who said that he's not the one organizing?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he at least, that's the only, everyone agrees that's the only thing. Everyone agrees at least he did that much.
That's what he did.
Whether he wrote all the words of the Mishnah, that's a machlokas. Maybe he didn't write every word, but at least he organized it. That's what he did. He organized it. No? Tzvartzal says gives an amazing answer. He says, because, you hear the question? Fair? No, you don't hear the question?
Yeah.
The very next Mishnah, this parak, is going to be about Shofar. And from then on, till the end of the Masechta, which is not that many days, 10 days, two prakam of Mishnayos, is all about Rosh Hashanah. Till now, we didn't talk one word about Rosh Hashanah. Most of this Masechta has been about Kiddush HaChodesh. Before Rosh Hashanah, not about Rosh Hashanah itself. Oh. Rosh Hashanah has one mitzvah, to blow Shofar, not to do Malacha, all those kinds of things. We're going to get to that for the rest of the Masechta. It's going to be about Rosh Hashanah and Shofar. This parak still has one more Mishnah about the old topic, Kiddush HaChodesh, and then it starts talking about Rosh Hashanah. Shofar, what kind of shofar is kosher, what kind of shofar is not kosher, all the shofar stuff. So what possessed Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to start a new parak and keep on talking about the same old topic and then start a new topic in the second Mishnah? Why do you do that? Fair question? First Sol says an amazing thing. He says, because in the olden days, you woke up in the morning, and it was the last day of Elul. Is today Rosh Hashanah or not? I'm not going to know till later. Till Bezdin gets their act together. Till some Edom come. Then I'm going to know. Then it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So when I wake up in the morning, do I turn on the TV? Do I go to shul? Do we blow shofar? What do we do? What did they used to do? Tosfos had one Tosfos we talked about what when they brought the wrong carbon in the afternoon. Right? They brought the wrong carbon. They said the wrong shear because they weren't sure for sure. What did the average person do? Says Tosfos, the average person woke up and treated it like Rosh Hashanah. They went to shul like Rosh Hashanah. They davened like Rosh Hashanah. They didn't do malacha. They blew shofar like a regular yontif. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi sticks it in this parak with shofar to let you know that whenever there's a Kiddush HaChodesh, they kept it as Rosh Hashanah, even if they didn't know. Such a great answer. It was a continuation. That's why this is here. We're starting talking about Rosh Hashanah now. We're starting about Rosh Hashanah. The very next mission is going to be about Shofar. But before we get to Shofar, the day that's not really, we're not 100% sure, it's still Rosh Hashanah. And then all the Nihugim of Rosh Hashanah apply to it. You ate an apple with honey, and all those things. You got the Tashlech, all the things of Rosh Hashanah, they held on that day as well, even though they weren't sure. It's the money, all the things, right? They didn't go to take a nap that day, all the things.
If it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, then what do you do for a Shachriyano?
Right, such a good answer, no? Such a good answer. Such a good word. Okay. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Lamalei Lemitna Re'uhu Bezdin V'chol Yisrael. Why did it have to say that Bezdin saw it and every Jew saw it? It's true. Necessary. So that, I mean, I would have thought, Havrunu Bezin, the Chol Yisrael, Afar Simaleva Olivrua. Well, if everyone saw it, everybody was at the Shlita Mashas, everybody saw it, there's no need to go through the rigmarole of declaring it. Kamash Mulan, yes there is. Kiva, now one second. V'kiva detanale, Ru'u Bezin, the Chol Yisrael, Nechru Edom Lamali. So why are we having Edom? Okay, we have to declare it. What have we having Edom for? So Gemara says, no, that's a different statement. Hachi Kamar, Inami, or, regular case, not the whole Chol Yisrael saw it, two Edom saw it. And they come to give testimony, and it's schlepping, and it takes a long time. Nechgeru edim v'lo espiku lomar mekudosh ad sheyecha shechashecha. Harei zeh me'ubor, it's me'ubor. V'kivin detan ad shechashecha harei zeh me'ubor. Lomalu l'misnei hachakirat edim klal. I don't have to mention hachakirat edim at all. The question is when you declare it. Right? In other words, when do you declare Rosh Chodesh? I don't care why you're late. Because of edim, you're stuck in traffic. It doesn't make a difference why you didn't declare it. If you didn't declare it, it goes to the next day. So it's a difference why. Itzrach, no. I would have thought that examining the Edim is the beginning of the Din, and Mekudesh is the Gemar Din, and the Mekudesh declaring it is the Gemar Din. Ulekachi Belaila, Midi Havei Dini Mamonis. And we could be Mekudesh at night, just like by Dini Mamonis, we have a halacha, Ditnan, it says in the Mishnah, Dini Mamonis, Donan Bayom, you start by day, you go on Belaila, you can finish it at night. The Bezin is allowed to deliberate at night. Hachanami also, I would think over here, Mekachim Alayla. We started by day, and we'll declare it at night. Kamashmal, you're not allowed to do that. Vema Hachanami, maybe you are allowed to do that. How are you not allowed to do that? Amar Korat says, Ki Chok, Li Yisrael, Hu Meshpat, L'Lakei Yaakov, Emes Havi Chok, Big Mardin. The Gmardin is the end. The Kakari Lei, Rachmana, Mishpat. Ma Mishpat Bayom, Af Hachanami Bayom. Has to be by day. Fine. Next. Ru Bezin Yamdu Shnayim V'Yaziul Lufneim. If the five Dayanim saw, so two have to testify in front of three. So Gemara says, why do you have to have that? Lo Tei Shmi Gedolim Riyah. What, Shmi is better than Riyah? They saw it themselves. They saw the new moon themselves. What do you have to have testimony for? They saw it. Just declare. Just paskin. It's Mekudesh Mekudesh. No, we're going to make two of them give Eidos to us three. We saw two. Amar Zira Kigon Sheru Balayla. I don't know, it was at night, so you can't be Mekadosh at night, you have to come back the next morning. Then it says, again, if there were three Dayanim, and they all saw the new moon, two are going to testify in front of one, but you got to get two more. Again, Amai, Hachanami, Neima, Lote, Shmi, Gedola, Maria, Shmi is better than Ria? Ria is the best thing in the world, I saw it myself. The Chitim, Hachanami, Kivin Shuru Belaila. Oh, since they want to get the same answer, they saw it at night. So Hainach, we said that already. So Sefer Itzvichalei. Deina Yachid Nemen Adi Atzmo. The Chiddush was, you can't have one aid, one judge. You can't have one judge. I would have said, maybe you can. Sagad Adachemina, Hoel Vatnan Dini Mamadis Beshlosha. You can have to have three judges. Vimho Yumum Chal Rabim. Don Afilu Biyachid. You can even have one judge sometimes. Hachanami. Nikachi Biyachid. We can judge it. We can have one judge over here. Kamash Malan, you can't. Vema Hachanami, who said, why not? Why can't you? Maybe you can have one. You can have one for Dina Mamanis, why can't I have one for this? And the Chamom Chalabab Mishrael, Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, there's no greater judge in history than Moshe Rabbeinu. Vikamar Leah Kodesh Baruch Hu. What Hashem tell Moshe? Ad Ika Aaron Bahadach. You got to get at least one more judge. Dichsiv, Yomer Hashem al Moshe Vial Aaron, Baritime Lamar, Hachodesh Zelochem. You have to have a Chodesh Zelochem. You have to have three judges, at least two, so you have to have three. And therefore, you have to have three. That's why it said, that's why that case was in there. Don't think you can get away with having one judge, no matter how great he is. You still can't do it. All right, so we'll stop around the bottom on Lememra. Everybody have a very good day.